دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے ہیں تو قابل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں، اس کا دل دل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں، اس کا دل دل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، تیری الفت کا غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، تیری الفت کا غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں، کوئی محمل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں، کوئی محمل نہیں، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں،
الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا، فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبه القاه والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, firstly we'll try and give a brief explanation of this very very beautiful poem. In fact, a great bayan of our great honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, which we learn from our honorable Sheikh Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madda Zillul Ali. That the bayans of our honorable great Dada Sheikh, one couplet was a great bayan. And a bayan is the pain of the heart. When that heart is connected to the creator of the heart, then that heart has got such pain that it wants to pass on that pain to the whole world. And that pain, in fact, it's not painful, it's enjoyable. Once a person gets that pain, he enjoys whatever he does. Although outwardly it might seem to be painful, but there's an enjoyment in that because now you have got true connection with the creator of pain. The creator and pain, in fact, is love. Love is painful. True love is painful because it's not something that you should take. Our Hazrat explains us all the time that love is not something that you should be taking. Love is outgoing, that you should be giving to your beloved. Seeing to the comfort of your beloved, be concerned about your beloved, etc. So to learn this reality, this beautiful poem Hazrat explains here so beautifully. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Hazrat takes a cold sigh and says, ah, how sad it is that heart tere gham ka hamil nahi, who doesn't carry the pain of yours, O Allah Ta'ala. In other words, that heart who still doesn't know to go through outwardly, it might seem painful conditions. In the beginning, it might be a bit difficult to adopt the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring it part of our lives. It might seem painful to get up early in the morning, cold night, or you just had a short night in summer, and you have to get up for Fajr. It might seem painful. But as you take this pain and the love of Allah comes, now it's enjoyable. It's a different taste, you can't explain it to others. So Hazrat says, if that heart hasn't got this pain, this worry and concern of pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat, then what kind of a heart is that? So Hazrat explains here so beautiful, that do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi, aajo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person won't get the enjoyment of both the worlds. And every person is looking for enjoyment. And our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali explained so beautifully. And respected elders and friends, wallah, what a man of this zamana we have got as a sheikh. We should appreciate and hold very, very steadfast onto the kurta of our sheikh and the teachings of our sheikh. in this zamana to have such a great personality Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. This is only a great, great ni'mat in favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat explains that Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody is desiring, I must get enjoyment, I must get pleasure in this world. And obviously most important in the year after. So Allah Ta'ala also wants us to get this pleasure, this enjoyment. And how to get this pleasure and this enjoyment, Hazrat explains here so simply, that person won't get a taste of the enjoyment of both the worlds. If you don't get the taste of the enjoyment of the love of Allah in this world, where you really see the fruits of it in the year after. In this world we have to make an effort, and the real effort of life, as Hazrat explains, all the efforts of ibadat, etc., is one effort which is matloob. It is an objective, but that is not the final objective. That is an objective to reach our real objective, and that is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get connected, really connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that effort has to be made in this world. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Allah ta'ala says that undoubtedly, whatever an effort a person makes, he will see his effort. Very soon he will see his effort. But remember, Allah ta'ala has spelled it out very, very clearly. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْسَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Whoever wants the patterns of this world, the enjoyments of this world, the pleasures, the artificial and the world here means all those things that are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that are against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is called the dunya. That is what is called this world, which makes you unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't necessarily mean a person has got the latest model car, but he's not unmindful of Allah. That car doesn't take him to the wrong places. It doesn't bring pride and arrogance in his heart. He realizes every time he looks at it, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, it's your gift. I don't deserve it in the least, but that same car will take him where? On the other hand, a person can have an ordinary jalopy, but with that car he's going to casinos, he's going to the wrong places. So that car is saying, that is dunya, and this is death. So there's a world difference of dunya. We have to understand, in dunya also we only understand from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the enjoyment, so Allah ta'ala says, as far as dunya is concerned, if you make an effort, you can make an effort seven days a week. You can make an effort 24/7, 365 days. But as far as dunya is concerned, we have written down already how much you're going to get. So it's foolish that you put all your efforts only in dunya. And more foolish are those people, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ. Those people who have deviated their efforts, they are going astray and they're making an effort in dunya. Like today we hear what adventures people are doing. All stupid, foolish adventures. And وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. Shaitan fools them, they get this award, that accolade, that gold medal, etc. And they think we are doing great achievements. And we also get caught up in the trap. Sadly, we Muslims also get caught up that to do this type of bungee jumping, that type of sports, that type of, it's a great, and what achievements I'll get. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ. They are wasting their time also, and their efforts are going in deviation. They are going in unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as far as dunya is concerned, a person doesn't really has to make much effort for his rosy. Allah Ta'ala explained to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزِ النَّخْلَ تُسَاقِتْ عَلَيْكَ رُتَبًا جَنِيًّا. As far as your rosy is concerned, you just have to like shake the tree and see your rutabs will fall for you. So you have to go out little to go to your work, regard it also a command of Allah, it's a sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi. But don't get so engrossed that you become unmindful of Allah. And you think that is your object and purpose. That is one objective from the many objectives. That is also, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the kasbul halal faridatum ba'dal faraiz. To seek your halal rosy is also a faraz, but after the other faraiz. The first faraz is fajr namaz. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. Your rizq is not on the earth, it comes from the heavens. But if you came and gave your, like our Hazrat says so beautifully, that if you go to pick and pay warehouse or something, or these big warehouses of these big supermarkets or these big cash and carries, and you go to the warehouse and you say, I came to collect my fridge, or I came to collect whatever you think you bought, they'll ask you, did you pay? Where's your slip? You first have to go to the store, won't pay there, and then you can come with your slip, and you don't even have to come here, we'll deliver it to you. So exactly the same, we expect our rozi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we haven't gone in the morning to pay our slip in front of Allah. We didn't attend the Fajr Salah, so where have we got our slip for the rozi of the day? And clearly we learn, Jamaat also remind us, that when a person performs his Fajr Namaz, Allah Ta'ala makes his daily bread easy for him already. So a person should realize that the efforts that we are making to achieve enjoyment in this world, if you're just making effort for dunya, that effort you're just wasting time. When it comes to effort, real effort is effort of akhirah. Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانِ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعِيهَا. Whoever desires the akhirah. And what is the real desire of akhirah? The real desire of akhirat is not even really jannat. Jannat sar aankho pe, we accept it with great honor. It's a great favor of Allah. But why jannat? Because that is the meeting place of Allah. The meeting place of your beloved. If your beloved tells you, meet me at the 10-star hotel, you go to that hotel, but that hotel didn't even attract you. Your beloved, when you started talking to your beloved, engaging with you didn't even know where you were. So exactly the same. Jannat is that place where we're going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. How much we have connected ourselves to Allah. How much we have got the pain of the love of Allah. That's how much enjoyment people will get in Jannat. Otherwise others also go to a 10-star. They just look at the outward building. They look at the food, etc. And they think they enjoyed themselves. The real enjoyment is the close companionship of your beloved. So Allah Ta'ala says, whoever desires Akhirah, what is the condition? وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. You have to make an effort for it in this dunya. And this is the world to make an effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Suratul Balad, where Allah ta'ala is taking qasam of the greatest city of the world, the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And when it became the greatest city in the world, it was first Bakka, when the greatest personality, Allah ta'ala made his manifestation in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, because the city got connected to the beautiful personality of the greatest beloved of Allah, the city became honored. Makkah and Allah, so honored that Allah is taking a qasam, la uqsimu bihaz al-balad. And so beautifully ulama have explained that the word la, normally it's mean qasmiya, it's used for qasam also. But here actually it's on the one hand, it is taking a qasam of the honor of the city, on the other hand it's negating all the wrong ideologies of those people who don't know the great honor of Makkah al-Mukarramah, who don't know the value of that city, who've got all wrong ideas and think Paris or London or some other place might be a beautiful place. That if you don't know the honor of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So exactly the same, a person should realize that we have to make that effort in this world. Allah Ta'ala says in this qasam of, in Suratul Balad, where Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam of the honorable city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, showing the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that surah, Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Insan, we have created you with toil. In other words, when you come in this world, you'll have to make an effort. You'll have to toil. You'll have to make all types of hurdles will come in front of you. All types of obstacles. So if you're going to go through toil and you have to make some effort, then learn what type of effort you have to make. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world. What effort Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. What toil and what pain Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. That effort we have to make. And that is that effort to get connected to Allah. To get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you can only get when you get connected to the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says in this world, if you realize that you have to make an effort, so don't waste your effort in unnecessary, useless things. Make an effort in the right line. Make an effort in getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَىٰ. Then you'll see your efforts there. And then you'll see the appreciation. And then you'll see that how you'll appreciate that what effort you have made, it was all in the right direction. So anyway, Hazrat explains here that a person won't even get the enjoyment of this world. Forget the year after. Which person? Aaj jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. or that person who hasn't worked on his heart, who hasn't made that heart clean and purified that heart, so that heart can take the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes an effort to get that pain, now although he went through pain, he's going to get maza, he's going to get enjoyment. He's going to get such enjoyment, he can't explain. That middle of the night you're getting up for tahajjud, kabhi ta'atu ka surur hai, kabhi itirafi kusur hai. The pious servants, they say, that kabhi ta'atu ka surur hai. Sometimes I get the enjoyment of making dua and tears are flowing. Sometimes I get the enjoyment, it's a cold night also, but it's a long night. I get up in the cold, middle of the night, make water, make wuzu, even with cold water, and then I stand and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enjoyment, tears are flowing from my eyes, talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person who doesn't know this enjoyment, he'll say, look at the stupid idiot. His bed is there, his duvet is there, his wife is also there, but he is standing and is crying in the cold. He doesn't know the enjoyment. If he only knows the enjoyment, like Hazrat says, that person on Bombay Chopati Beach, he's standing in the line to buy that that chevro or to buy that peanuts, which is very strong. And he sees everybody when they buy it, he sees their tears are running and their nose is also running, and as if water is coming out from the ears also. So he says, why? But he says, let me also taste. And then when he goes and he buys that one packet and he tastes it, it's strong but it's so tasty that before that is over, he's in the line again for the next verse. So outwardly people think, what a stupid man. He's just tearing all over, but what enjoyment he's getting, he can't explain. So exactly the same, kabhi ta'atu ka surur hai, that enjoyment of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala only give us an iota of that enjoyment, then a person will realize what enjoyment it is to come for namaz, what enjoyment, a different enjoyment for tilawat of Quran, a just different enjoyment for zikr, a different enjoyment for reading salat at salam at the rosa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a different enjoyment of just looking at Kaaba Sharif, all the different enjoyments, and deen is just enjoyable. Then a person will realize that deen is enjoyable. When you realize the enjoyment of deen, the enjoyment of dunya will become cold, it won't even attract you. Because as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that any person wants the best. When you go to the best, you don't look at something that is lower. When you trade in your old car for a new car, now you don't look at your old car. Because now you got something best. And the best is Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we got Allah, where are you going to look down to anything else? So Hazrat says that how to get this enjoyment? You have to work towards getting this gham, this pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person starts getting, just say starts getting the drops of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately what a person realizes, he realizes, as it is said so beautifully, man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. And other way also, man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. Whoever has recognized Allah will recognize himself, that where am I? I am just that filthy droplet of sperm, urine and stool comes out from my body. Every hole of my body, only filth comes out. And Allah is pure, Allah is Subhan. The purity of Allah cannot be imagined. How pure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when a person realizes himself, realize that I am a most useless thing. And for me to be the servant of Allah, what an honor. To be something that is filth, and Allah chooses you to be His servant, what a great honor. Then immediately this realization comes, and this won't just come from the Asman. This only comes with sohbat and company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open-heartedly, when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then you'll find any good you do, immediately you'll realize, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, varna hum chahne ke to kaabil hi nahi. So Allah, if you chose me, you desired me to sit in a majlis, you desired me to sit in the masjid, you desired me to make one sajda in front of you, it is only your special favor. It's your kindness. In reality, I am not worth where my dirty, filthy tongue and the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the pure, pak name of Allah, it's beyond our imagination. But Allah Rabbul Izzat has been so kind. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala is just loving. Allah just wants to give. So Allah Ta'ala overlooks all. Allahu Akbar. Like the in our zikr also this poem comes, Ghalibi Barjazi Bai Mushtari. Ghalibi Barjazi Bai Mushtari Shahidar Darman Nagara Wakhari. That Allah Ta'ala is that Badr. That when you go to an auction, like Hazrat explains, a beautiful example here, that if a person is selling tomatoes and potatoes all day in the sun, and now end of the day whatever has been left that has become dry in the hot sun, etc. Now he's putting it in one bag, he's going to throw it away or give it to the animals or whatever. And a person comes past and he says, how much you want for that? He says, I can't sell you that, that's got no price. He says, no, how much you made today? He says, I made so much. He says, I'll give you double for that. So more kind than that is Allah Rabbul Izzah, that we, myself, not even fit to be that rotten potatoes or that rotten tomatoes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the highest bud. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Look at the bud. Allah has bud for our nafs, which is full of filth. It is full of dirt. It pulls us towards haram. وَمَا أُضَرِّيُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ Nobody, even the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, is saying that I can't say my nafs is pure because it's ammara. It commands me towards haram. And so that filthy thing, Allah has bought that, and in return what Allah has paid the price? Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Jannah, which is such of a, Allahu Akbar, أَعْدَدْتُ لِلصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Allah Ta'ala on the beloved lips of Nabi Kareem Sawasim explains and says that what I have prepared for my pious servants, just that little effort and that little pain in this world, in return I have prepared for them مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ No eye has ever seen in the world. And forget just seeing, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ And no ear has ever heard. Many people know how to thrill, and they can thrill you with what stories. But all the thrilling in the world also, you couldn't even come near what is Jannah. And many people forget hearing and being thrilled, what they like to live in a world of fantasy, just imagining all the time. Like Sheikh Chaldi, just imagining. He's only a porter carrying ghee, but he's thinking one day he'll be a big director. And he'll be having grandchildren, and his grandchildren, he's carrying his ghee on his head. And his grandchildren will come call him, Dada, come eat. And he say, no, I don't want to eat, playing with that. And his whole ghee fell down. And that person said, Sheikh, my ghee. He says, forget your ghee, my three generations are down the drain. So even if a person can imagine, Nabi Kareem saw some says that Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Jannat is that place you can't even imagine that how beautiful is Jannat. So if Jannat is so beautiful, then the creator of Jannat. Makin afzal hai ya makan afzal hai. Is the house more beautiful, the palace more beautiful, or the owner of the palace? And here not just the owner, the creator of the palace. If Allah has created one beautiful Jannat, Allah Ta'ala can create millions, much, much more beautiful Jannats. So that is Allah Rabbul Izzat, the beauty of Allah, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person realizes this, that all the time you realize, oh Allah, hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. We're not worth being, we're being loved by you, oh Allah, it's just your kindness. And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves. When a person realizes he's not worth anything, then Allah Ta'ala showers that person with more. And where will you get this? We won't just get this from anywhere. Hazrat has explained so beautifully, Sohbate ehle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That person who hasn't got the true sohbat, the company of the friends of Allah, ehle dil, the people of hearts. Everybody has got heart. Why are certain people called ehle dil? Like in the Quran Kareem also, this example is very clear. Allah Ta'ala says, Ibadur Rahman. A whole ruku wa ibadur Rahman. Who are the special servants of Rahman? Everybody are the servants of Rahman. Allah has created every servant. But then Allah has given certain choice. Allah yastafi min al malaikati rusula wa min al nas. Allah chooses from the malaika and from people who He wants to make His messengers, who He wants to make special. So everybody has got hearts, everybody are the servants of Allah, but certain people reach that special honor of being called the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah. Certain people have got that great honor of being called Ahl Dil, the people of hearts. Who are the people of hearts? Agar dil dena ho, to usi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. Who are the people of hearts? That person who has realized that if you want to give your heart to anything and get enjoyment, then give your heart to the creator of the hearts. Don't give your heart to the artificial things of this world, as Hazrat has mentioned down also further. That if you give your heart to the artificial things of this world, you won't get enjoyment, you'll get pain. And your heart won't be called a heart. And like Hazrat, our Dada, Honorable Dada Sheikh explains us so beautifully with another simple example. He says, look, why are certain people called Ahle Dil? And he says the example of that is, like you get insects. And insects that fly, the wings are called par. But all insects that got wings are not called par. Their attachment is not made to their wings. Like a moth is called parwana. It is a parwana, that it's an insect who's got wings that flies high. Whereas a mosquito is also got wings. A fly also got wings, but it's not attached. Its connection is not made to the par. It's not. It's called makki, a fly makki, and a mosquito machar. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah is to explain why. He says, because you see the fly mosquito, they fly towards filth. A fly always flies towards dirt and filth. Because it's got, Allah gave it wings, but it flies towards dirt and filth, so it's not even recognized that it's got wings. It's not appreciating its wings. And a moth is called parwana because it looks at the light. It flies towards the light and all brightness. So it thinks they will become. So similarly, a person whose heart becomes connected to Allah, and that heart goes towards the arsh of Allah, that is a heart, that is a person who's worth calling Ahle Dil. And people like myself, Allah Ta'ala save us, our hearts that goes towards dunya, towards sports, towards women, towards unnecessary futile activities, and that heart is not worth. We're going towards filth and dirt. What kind of a heart is that? That's not a person that's worth being called Ahle Dil. So a person who wants to become a person of a heart, connect yourself. Yeah, kisi jilte jalte hue dil ke paas apne dil rakho. That put your heart next to a heart that is burning with the flame of the love of Allah. Then your heart will also get lit up. And you'll also see you start getting the love of Allah. This flame will start growing and growing. Otherwise, if you didn't get this company of the friends of Allah, and you think, what, deen is simple, I can make my own namaz, I can make my own zikr, what do I need a sheikh, what do I need somebody to guide me? Then Hazrat explains, uska gham gham nahi. That person is living in a dream world, he won't have the true love of Allah. He won't get the real enjoyment of ibadat. He won't get the true spirit of deen. He'll be in the work of deen also. But he won't get that true enjoyment, that reality of deen you won't get. As today we see, you go to the markaz of Hidayat, Haramain Sharifain. Everybody is involved in ibadat, but everybody doesn't know the reality of ibadat. Outward ibadat is there, but it's all empty. And this also we learn from the company of our Shaykh. Others, we ourselves don't know. That everybody is thinking their ibadat is, I must take my video. This was my dream safar. And now your dream safar, you have to have it on video. In front of Allah Akbar, Allah Rabbul Izzat, so to say, you posing with your wife and taking a video and taking a snap, and you think you're in ibadat. So the Hazrat says, uska gham gham nahi. That person won't even have any pain in his heart. He won't have a heart. That right in front of Allah, you're doing shameless actions and you don't think anything about it. Somebody tells you also, you don't think anything about it. The Imam has to make an announcement in Medina Sharif. He says that all these people that are with their mobiles and with their cameras, if you're not going to stop in Medina Sharif in the hall, right at the Rosa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taking photos, where are you going to stop? Where are you going to learn to stop? That person won't have a heart. You won't have that. That means your heart has become dead. And this, when does the heart become dead? When a person loves with filth and dirt, you don't stay away from sin, and you don't get the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will give you that connection, that will give you that current to stay away from sin, that will give you that current to make zikr of Allah and stay away from dirt, then only that heart will become pure. Otherwise that heart, you might think you're very intelligent, what people know. I got lot of proofs, I know it's nothing wrong, etc. But that heart will be void. We'll go and we'll come back, like Hazrat says, sadly, we go to the place of Rozai Park. Now these days, it's the month of Rabiul Awwal, we all, our hearts should be inclined naturally more during these months
towards the seerah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But what is the real seerah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? As Hazrat explains, it's not just talking and it's not just reading so many durus which are empty. It is that reality that Hazrat says we go to the markaz where the greatest rahmat of Allah is descending. More than the Niagara Falls and more heavier current than the Victoria Falls, Allah Ta'ala's waterfalls of rahmat is descending upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if a person goes right close to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you can't get splashes of the rahmat of Allah, then you haven't went there. Yeah. And where did we go? And what is the sign of the splashes? Hazrat says, if you went without a beard and you came without a beard, then where you went? If you went without parda, you came without parda, where did you went? And these days, sadly, here we learn from our ulama, the honor, the respect of wearing a topi, etc. and coming to masjid in a dignified way. We go there, we see other people dressing anyhow, we come, we leave our topis behind and we come. We change our appearance and so where did we go? So this reality, Hazrat says, we'll only get from Sohbati Ahl al-Din. And we should make shukr. Jitna shukr, itna kam. How much shukr we make, it is just less that Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity to be present in this great majlis of our honorable Shaykh and a man of this caliber in this zamana. How much shukr, it is just less. So Hazrat explained, now further, now a person will realize, jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. That any place where, oh Allah, I don't get your closeness, and that you can feel, birds of a feather flock together. Once you start getting nisbat and connection with your Shaykh, now you'll find you only enjoy those majalis where you learn about the love of Allah. There can be other majalis also, there can be other big bayans, good orators on deen also, on seerah also, but you won't enjoy it. That's not my place. You can be a seerah jalsa also, but where you're not getting the closeness of Allah, you can feel you're not getting that current. And where that current comes from, al-dil, it flows from heart to heart. That heart has to be connected. If it's not connected, then it's just words, outward words. As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, a great personality like Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi. What a great personality. From his young age, he was a very great scholar, very intelligent. What uloom he had. But Hazrat explains, after I completed my alim course, and I still didn't make connection with my Shaykhul Arab wal Ajam, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi. He says, I have to sit on the mimbar and give bayans. I used to shake, the mimbar used to shake, but nobody's hearts used to shake. It never used to affect the heart. But when I got connected with my Shaykh, and I got this connection with Allah, simple bayans I used to sit and give on the mimbar. I never used to shake, neither so to say the mimbar used to shake. But the hearts of people used to be shaking, like a zalzala, like an earthquake took place on their hearts. And you just see the changes, and see Allah, till today we all say Hakimul Ummat. The real doctor of the Ummat, the spiritual doctor of the Ummat. And wallah, in this zamana we have got our Shaykh, who is the Hakimul Ummat of this time. Let us realize. So Hazrat says that now a person will realize, that that is not my, it can be a station also, going towards Jannah. But that is not my station. My station must be the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah. Like Hazrat says, many people who don't have this love of Allah, when ash'ar of the love of Allah is taking place, they say, what these people? They having nazams all the time. What is that? Because the person doesn't know what is the enjoyment of the love of Allah. These are not just nazams for entertainment. These are full of, these are capsules of love of Allah. And like one of the beautiful poems of our Dada Shaykh is, that I went to my Shaykh and he gave me a capsule of the love of Allah. When I got that capsule of the love of Allah, then my life changed, the enjoyment of my life changed. So Allah, give me that opportunity that every time I can go and get my capsule of the love of Allah. So a person will realize that that is my manzil, and then you'll stay away. Naturally, some people ask that, can we attend other majalis, etc.? Your Shaykh will not stop you. But Hakimul Ummat used to say, till your heart is not connected closely with your Shaykh, and you're not getting the love of Allah, then stay away from other majalis. Because shaitan will fool you. You say, oh, that was a good bayan, that was a good bayan. And you lose your track. Once you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your Shaykh, automatically you'll see that you just enjoy that bayan. Even you can listen to the same bayan over and over, but the love you are getting in there, you can't explain. Like Hazrat Mir Sahib, Daman Barakatun, he just can't listen to anybody else's bayans. Only Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi's bayans affects his heart. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us this realization. Then further Hazrat explains, when you got this, now realize, غَيْرِ حَقْ سَي لَغَاتَ هَي جُو أَبْنَا دِلْ تَيْرِ أُلْفَتْ كِي غَمْ كَا تُو حَامِلْ نَهِي. That person who you see, his heart is being attached to anything else besides Allah. In other words, the worldly enjoyments, pleasures, he's even reading namaz, etc. Like generally, our trend, Allah Ta'ala save us, we'll read namaz, but immediately after namaz, we must go and see the news on TV. We must go and see the sports. We must go and see that. So our heart is still attached to غَيْرِ حَقْ. It's still attached to those things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart cannot carry the pain of your love. It cannot, it doesn't have the ability to carry the pain of your love. That heart has to gain that ability. And where it will gain that ability? What proper sohbat of Ahle Dil. Proper sohbat is that we make intention that, oh Allah, make my mizaj, make my temperament like my Shaykh. Which Allah Ta'ala has termed in the Quran Kareem as Sibghat Allah, the color of Allah. Color yourself in the color of Allah. And thus Allah Ta'ala is refuting the wrong ideologies of the Christians, that they baptize their children in colored water and they say he's got the color of God. Allah says that is not color. Artificial, don't be fooled with artificial. Artificially we attend here and we are not here. Or we still haven't made our mizaj, our temperament like our Shaykh. And we see others, what they do, then we get attracted to that. Then you still haven't got the color of Allah. You must get the color of Allah. Then naturally you'll know which gathering to go to, which gathering not to go to, what type of clothes to wear. These are natural things you'll start realizing. Automatically you'll feel, when you wear those clothes that are of the Ahlullah, you'll feel that current. And when you don't wear those clothes, automatically you'll see in everything in that line. So Hazrat explains here that person who attaches his heart to anything besides, as we see so beautifully, the dua of Hazrat Muana Yusuf Sahib Kandelvi Rahmatullahi has been put here for all great scholars who attended here and were here this few days before. That somebody told Hazrat Muana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi that Hazrat make dua, bad dua for the Yahud and the Nasara, that they are causing zulm upon the Muslims. So what a dua Hazrat made. Hazrat didn't make bad dua and say, oh Allah, send punishment upon them. He made a dua, Allahumma akhraj Allahumma akhrujil yahudiyata wa nasraniyata min qulubil muslimin. That, oh Allah, take out Christianity and Judaism from the hearts of the Muslims. That we say the non-Muslims must be destroyed. But their lifestyle is thorough in our lives. We love their fashion. We love their way of life. Everything, their style of business, their style of weddings. And sadly, we are even going their style of mayyat. All these things we are going towards. And we say that they must be, we must make bad dua for them. We are making bad dua for ourselves. So we should take out this love and even this inclination of the ghair tariqah, which is totally against the sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then a person now, all the time, what will be his fikr and what will be his concern when you get this drop of the love of Allah? Aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, I must be only yours and nobody else. No attraction, no layla in my life, whether it's human, whether it's whatever, and no even that stage on which is put on the camel, etc., and your beloved is sitting in there. In other words, no attraction of this world. Even I can use the best things of this world, but they won't have a place in my heart. You must only be in my heart. As so beautifully another pious servant says, agar na hu main kisi ka, to kyun hu main kisi ka? Main usi ka hua ja raha hu. That if I'm not anybody, so what? Many people feel, oh, this one don't like me, that one don't like me. Oh, I'm not invited. If I'm not anybody, so what? I'm only becoming Allah's. Oh, Allah must love me. I don't want anybody else to love me. I don't want, if you have all the praises of the world, but Allah Ta'ala's focus is not on you, Allah's love and attention, then all those are in vain. And if you've got no praises in the world, nobody knows you, but Allah knows you, that person is a great honorable person. So, this outward, as Hazrat explained, Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq also, this, the disease of the heart that has to be removed, one is pride, that I think I'm better than anybody. That is a very terrible disease. One iota of that won't even take us close to Jahannam or Jannat. Forget Jannat, we won't even get the fragrance of Jannat, which is 500 years distance. And also another disease which is similar to pride is Ujab. Ujab means that a person thinks others are good, but I'm also okay. You know, I'm also pious. I'm very pious. I'm a great Khalifa of my Shaykh, etc. This is also very, very dangerous. Allah Ta'ala remove all these spiritual diseases of our hearts. Then only we can have hope of this love of Allah, this drops of the love of Allah coming in our heart. So Hazrat explains now how to get this love of Allah and what is the enjoyment of this love of Allah. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal, behre ulfat ka koi kinara nahi. Hazrat says that I'm saying it with the beating of the drums. In other words, at the top of my voice. Understand and realize, when you get drowned in the ocean of the love of Allah, then there's no shore. Then you just get enjoyment and enjoyment. Because Allah Rabbul Izzat is unlimited, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also unlimited. Then the enjoyment of being obeying the commands of Allah is unlimited. So where we will get this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us so beautifully, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-salihin. That, O people of Iman, you are my friends already. You are my friends. You have come onto the right path. You have made your friendship with me. But look at the kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, who is Malikul Mulk, the kings of all kings. In this world, a person without any slight position, he thinks he's somebody. That now, oh, this person is becoming my friend, he's coming too deep in my pockets or something. You don't want to close your doors for him. And the more higher position in dunya you got, you think, artificially, if shaitan puts in your mind that you got some great position, and you have got some position in your life, but in reality that is no position. Because so beautifully our Dada Shaykh analyzes it so beautifully, and he says, Shaho ke siro mein taj gira se aksar dar sa rehta hai, aur ahle wafa ke sino mein ek noor ka darya behta rehta hai. He says the kings of this world, whether they are their directors, whether they are state presidents, whoever they are, the kings of this world who are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaho ke siro mein taj gira se, and they got the heavy crown on their heads. Especially in the early days, the crown used to be made of pure gold. So it's heavy. So they used to suspend it with a golden chain, or with a gold chain. And it used to be at such a place that when a king sits on his throne, it just like fits on his head. You think it's on his head, but it can't because it's too heavy. If it has to be sitting on his head will break. And besides that, the figurative meaning is that they got so much worries. And the biggest worry is they mustn't lose their seat. They mustn't lose their directorship. They mustn't lose their company. They mustn't lose the votes, etc. So Hazrat says, "Pehle shaho ke siro mein taaj gira se aksar dar sa rehta hai." All the time they got pain in their head. They can't sleep with Valium 5 and Valium 25. And not only the kings, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, na deko kisi ka wife fir lena parega Valium 5. They don't look at somebody else's wife and make bad nazri. Because then you won't be able to sleep at night. You'll have to take Valium 5, and Valium 25 also won't help you. And Valium 250 also won't help you. So these people also, the kings of the world, as it is mentioned of one of the great kings, King George VII or something, he couldn't sleep at night. He saw an ordinary laborer, lunchtime, he ate his two slices of thick bread, and just on the grass, he had a nice sleep. For half an hour he slept, and he is looking from his top balcony, he is looking and he says, if I can pay all the money that I got for that man's half an hour sleep. So all the sleep, all the outward glory and pomp of this world, that is not enjoyment. Ahle wafa ki sino mein ek noor ka darya behta rehta hai. The friends of Allah who has filled their hearts with the love of Allah. Ahle wafa, the loyal servants of Allah. Duas are the true servants who realize this heart, who gave it to me? Allah Ta'ala gave me my heart. Let me not put filth and dirt in my heart. And when that heart is filled with the love of Allah, then there's only rivers of nur flowing, enjoyment. And now their hearts are wide open. The kings, their hearts become small. They can't even give anything. The more they got, the more stingy they become. The friends of Allah, the more you got, they get the qualities of Allah. Wasiul maghfira. Allah's forgiveness is very vast. Allah's generosity is very vast. So the more, as we are commanded by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, "Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah." That beautify yourself with the characters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when you get connected to the friends of Allah, you'll get that type of character. Now you'll see generosity, forgiveness, all these tolerance, these characters will start coming in your heart. And generosity will be a normal. Allahu Akbar, as so beautifully this incident comes to mind, let me just explain it. The generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which after all, it cannot be compared to the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the generosity of Nabi Kareem, so just to get a brief idea, there was a person by the name of Hatim Tai. Hatim Tai was a very generous man. Anybody had any function at their place, they used to ask him for utensils, how we can hire utensils, etc. He never just used to give them utensils free of charge, he used to give them the whole, how much food, etc. they need. And he used to say, take it, you don't have to pay me. So, Hatim Tai, when he passed away, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world, the grandson of Hatim Tai comes to the grandson of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he says, let us see and let us compare the generosity of your grandfather with my grandfather. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala says, you want to compare the generosity of your grandfather with my grandfather? It can't compare. He says, no, let's compare. He says, you taught, tell me about the generosity of your grandfather. He says, no, you rather tell me first. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala tells him, you rather tell me first what you think of the generosity of your grandfather. So he says, my grandfather used to be sitting in an open room, and that room used to have 10 doors, 10 big doors. And if somebody comes for their needs, and one person comes from the one door, and he comes and he says, I got this need, my grandfather used to give him full of his needs. Then he used to go out, that same person used to come from the next door, and he used to ask again for his needs. My grandfather never used to say, you just ask me now. Again he used to give him so much. He used to go out, come from the next door. Again he used to ask, and he used to recognize this is the same person. Again he used to give him. And in this way he used to come from all 10 doors, and every time he comes, my grandfather used to give him full whatever he desired, whatever he wanted, and my grandfather used to give him his full needs. That was the generosity of my grandfather. Hazrat Hassan now says, yes, you finish. He says, yes, that was the generosity of my grandfather, Hatim Tai. Then Hazrat Hassan now says, you know the generosity of my grandfather. My grandfather, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to sit in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person used to come and ask for his needs. My grandfather used to give him so much he never had to come back in his life again to ask from Nabi sallallahu. That was the generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the friends of Allah, when you get connected to Allah, you start getting the character of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Generosity will start coming in our lives. And then love for people will start coming. Forgiveness, you'll just be able to forgive even your arch enemies. Nabi Kareem saw some Allah so beautifully, the poet says it, Salam us par jisne galia kaakar duaye di. Salam us par jitne patthar kaakar phool barsaye. That salams and peace and just the love of Allah should be engulfing that great personality who ate stones, literally. People threw him with stones, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam threw flowers at them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people swore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said words of, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said words of du'as for them. And we see it, and thus, those who sat in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they got the similar characters. They also forgive openly. Then those who sat in the sohbat of those who sat in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, then the Tabi'een, the Tabi Tabi'een, and this chain will carry on, that if we want an iota of those characters to come, we have to sit in the link of this chain of the Ahlullah. Then we'll see. So exactly the same, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the King of all kings, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh my friends, you are my friends. Very good, you have become my friends. But I don't want you to be an ordinary level of friendship. I want you to be of a very high level of friendship. I want you to increase your friendship all the time. Which shows that Allah Ta'ala's doors are not closed. Allah Ta'ala's doors are not confined. And Allah Ta'ala's doors are not limited. As so beautifully we learn from the friends of Allah how to ask from Allah Ta'ala. Our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully. Hazrat says so beautifully that no person can ever ask and make dua to become a Nabi of Allah. That is a special choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen whom He wants. But after that, between Nabuwat, the next stage, in between Nabuwat and the next stage, is like an empty ground, like we find in this world. You get one country and the next country, there's no man's land. just that short piece, and then you're in the next country already. So Hazrat says, in between that country is a no man's land, but immediately after that, the land of wilayat and siddiqiyat starts. Mm-hmm. That is the highest position of the friendship of Allah. And the true siddiqs, that is those that are very, very true in their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, that ask and make dua that, oh Allah, raise me to the highest stage of wilayat and siddiqiyat. So high that there shouldn't even be one hair's breadth in between. Ek ashaira kam bhi na. Not even one hair's difference that I don't come so close to you. And if Allah has to make all the people of the whole world His greatest walis, this is not beyond the rahmat of Allah. This is not beyond the vastness of Allah. And this won't decrease. And on the other hand, it won't elevate Allah Ta'ala's stages in the slightest degree. It won't, and if the whole world has become disobedient to Allah, it won't decrease the status of Allah to the slightest degree. So it is not that Allah Ta'ala is in need of us. We are in need of Allah. But look how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we in need of Allah. But so to say, Allah Ta'ala has made Himself such that Allah is offering Himself to us. Allahu Akbar. We are supposed to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. That Allah Ta'ala makes shukr. Allah Ta'ala is grateful. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to be grateful to us. We are supposed to be grateful. And Allah is alima. Allah knows. We are supposed to be grateful to Allah every split moment. As our Shaykh teaches us, the reality, the basics, that reading Bismillah, making shukr to Allah, Jazakallah, reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These simple things, how much is it in our lives? This is the real seerah that we have to see the lives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The simple things, are these simple sunnats in my life or not? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, in order to become my close friend, all you have to do, ittaqullah. Inculcate one more quality of the true love of Allah, which is called, the term as the fear of Allah. What actually fear? That now I must love Allah so much that it mustn't be a moment Allah is displeased with me. I mustn't displease Allah. And after all, we're not malaika, we're not farishtas, we are going to slip, but what it means, the moment a person slips, he realizes, he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar. As Nabi Kareem Sawasim explains, that the difference between a believer and a munafiq, a hypocrite, Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, we shouldn't just take it for granted and think, where am I a munafiq? Hazrat Ibn Mulaika Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great tabi'i, he says, I met 30 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and each one was fearing nifaq. 30 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Where do we stand a chance? So all the time we should be worried, ya Allah. Don't ever take me close to the category of hypocrisy. And we should see our life. One is nifaq of belief, which is terrible. And one is, beliefs are correct, but our lifestyle, nifaqi amali, that we say we are Muslims, but we still like that type of dressing, that type of this thing. So Nabi Kareem Sawasim says, the difference between a true believer and a hypocrite commits a sin, it's like a fly on his head. He carries on. And a believer commits a slight mistake, like a mountain came on his head. He makes tawbah, ya Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, what a nimak harami I am. I'm enjoying your air, I'm enjoying your water, walking on your earth, and I disobey you, Allah. How foolish am I? And a person takes these nafs to task. You shout yourself. You take your nafs, you talk to your nafs, that you're so bold, you can bear the fire of Jahannam. You can forget the fire of Jahannam, you can bear the displeasure of Allah. Even for a moment, that is the height of stupidity. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, inculcate taqwa, ittaqullah. And where you will get this taqwa, it might seem that obviously to become the friend, the beloved of Allah is a very great task. It's very difficult. It's a hard thing, but Allah Ta'ala has made it so simple that all you have to do is taqwa. And if a person thinks of taqwa, taqwa has got many stages, but even the first stage of taqwa is not easy. Where myself, we can still dream of even coming close today. But Allah Ta'ala says, if you just do one thing, kunu masadiqin, sincerely be with the true pious servants of Allah. Those that ulaika alladhina sadaqu wa ulaika muttaqun. Those that are obedient to the commands of Allah in their public life, private life, all the time they're conscious of Allah. Iza ra'um zukir Allah. You see them, you're just reminded of Allah. You can see this is a man of Allah. This is a man of sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that type of person, unfortunately, we have got a great sheikh of that caliber. So when just be with an open heart, with that intention, that true love, that taqwa that is in that heart, oh Allah, let it be transferred in my heart also. Let it start penetrating into my heart. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to get this close friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to make this taqwa easy, and in order for us to become very close friends of Allah, look at the kindness of Allah. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of all the universes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind. Allah ta'ala has sent rahmatul lil alameen. The most greatest personality, Allah ta'ala has sent him as a mercy to mankind. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah ta'ala wants us to all the time enjoy the mercy of Allah. Enjoy the close companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where you will get this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From rahmatul lil alameen, from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people that were lost and totally drowning in filth and dirt, that were totally lost from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, Allah sent His rahmat. Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take them out of all that filth and dirt. And those people who realize that we were living in darkness, in filth and dirt, and قَدْ جَاءَكُم مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. What has come to us? A great light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the power stations of the world cannot compare one iota to the light of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the direct light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those now connected to that light, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what embodiments of their light they became. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ashabi kan nujum, fabi ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum." That my Sahaba, one are bright, bright stars. Anyone you follow, you'll also become a bright star. So this is the object, purpose of these majalis, how to become closely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in a companionship of the friends of Allah. And the friends of Allah cannot be true friends if they're not connected to rahmatul lil alameen. If they don't have the true lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if we don't adhere to the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how foolish are we? So beautifully, I'll just end up with this beautiful couplet. Sahib Qasida Burda has written a beautiful poem in the love of Allah. He says, in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Zalamtu sunnata man ahya al-zalami ila inishtaqat kadamau durrimi waram." That I have oppressed the way, the sunnat of that great personality who has brought about the, who has made the darkness into life. In other words, middle of the night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand up and make his night into day by standing in ibadat and making tahajjud namaz and in union and crying and making du'as for people like myself, for all the ummatis, and making du'a how all can get connected to Allah. And he says, still I don't have the value of that sunnat of that great personality. What zulam have I made? What a great zulam it is that that personality who not only stood up middle of the night, he stood up till you found that his feet became swollen in the pain and the love for Allah and the pain and the concern of the ummah. So shouldn't we also have this, particularly this time, this month of Rabiul Awwal, this is the real pain. That, oh Allah, how have I gone far away from the sunnahs of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Oh Allah, please forgive me. Give me tawfiq. One is making dua. One is making that effort. And the easiest effort to get connected truly to our Shaykh, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see, the enjoyment of this world will start getting what can be said of the after. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. والحمد لله على كل حال ونعوذ بالله من حال النار. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين ونعوذ بك رب أن يحضرون. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح حال أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.